Brethren in Battle Creek. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, May 1st, 1903. To my brethren in Battle Creek. I am bowed down and greatly troubled. I am in sore distress. My whole being is full of pain. At times it seems to me that I cannot live. The thought of the terrible spiritual destitution among our people presses heavily upon me. God's judgments have fallen upon our institutions in Battle Creek. But how little has this done to move hearts to repentance? Must the rebuke of God still continue to be felt, and will it still continue to be without effect? I am amazed at the apparent indifference of many who should see and understand. I know not what to say or do. Seeing that the judgments of God have made so light an impression on the minds of those occupying important positions, fear and trembling takes hold of me as to what will be the next revelation of God's displeasure. Men have dishonored God by choosing their own way. They have brought into His institutions principles that He has condemned. They would not change the ways and works that displeased Him and belittled the testing truth for these last days. Those who have disregarded the messages of warning have lost their bearings. Some, in their self-confidence, have dared to turn from that which they knew to be truth with the words, "Who has told Sister White?" These words show the measure of their faith and confidence in the work that the Lord has given me to do. They have before them the result of the work that the Lord has laid upon me. And if this does not convince them, no arguments, no future revelations would affect them. The result will be that God will speak again in judgment as He has spoken heretofore. When for years His messages of warnings have come to institutions and individuals, and no special heed is taken, what power will convince them? Only the power of God revealed in judgment. Yet His hand is stretched out still to save, if thorough repentance is shown. We need to watch and pray, lest we enter into temptation. On one occasion, as Christ was returning to Jerusalem from a missionary tour, He was speaking to those with Him about the personal salvation that all must have who enter the kingdom of heaven. His words were becoming decidedly personal and very pointed, and one present, wishing to change the subject, said, "Lord, are there few that be saved?" Then He said, "Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able." When once the master of the house is risen up, and hath shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without, and to knock at the door, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us," and He shall answer and say unto you, "I know you not whence you are," then shall ye begin to say, "We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets." But He shall say, "I tell you, I know not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity." There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last." Luke 13, verse 23 to 30. In the great day of God, to many who make the entreaty, "Lord, Lord, open unto us," the answer will come, "I know not whence you are. Depart from me." Verses 25, 27. There is a right way and a wrong way, and in one or the other each human being is following. Those who truly believe in Christ live a life of holy obedience. They are sanctified through the truth. Their piety is not a pretense, but a reality. They have a sanctified Christian experience in holy living. Let us make sure that we are perfecting Christian characters through belief of the truth. We cannot be too particular in regard to this. If we fail here, our life work will bring us no reward. Those who believe in Christ and give up their will and their plans for God's will and God's plans enter upon a life of Christ-likeness. This is the only way to gain salvation.